Good evening. If you'll stand and turn to your Bibles to Daniel chapter 1. We'll be in verse 8 right now. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Father, I pray that you give me the words and the message as I preach the message you've given me, Lord. I pray that you be responsible, Lord. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Now, turn back to the beginning. I'm actually going to go through the whole entire chapter. It laid me on a heart to break it down a little bit. So, Daniel here, in the first chapter, it reads, "In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God." So, in Daniel 1 through 2, we see the first siege of Jerusalem. And we see the beginning of God's judgment on Judah. We find more of this in 2 Kings chapter 24, 1 through 17. We'll turn there. "In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him, and the Lord sent against him bands of Chaldeans, and bands of Syrians, and bands of Moabites, and the bands of the children of Ammon, and set them against Judah, to destroy it according to the word of the Lord which he spake by his servant the prophets. Surely the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled up Jerusalem with the innocent blood which the Lord would not pardon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiakim his son reigned in his stead. And the king of Egypt came not again and any more out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken them from the river Egypt unto the river Euphrates, all that pertained to the king of Egypt. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months, and in his mother's name was Neshatah, and the daughter of Lethan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done. And at the time the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against the city, and his servants did besiege it. And Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, and he and his mother and his servants and the princes and the officers, the king of Babylon, took him in the 8th year of his reign, and carried out thence all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasure of the king's house, and cut in pieces all the vessels of gold which Solomon king of Israel had made in the temple of the Lord, as the Lord had said. And he carried away all the Jerusalem, and all the princes, and all the mighty men of valor, even 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths, none remained save the poorest sort of the people of the land. And he carried away Jehoiakim to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his officers, and the mighty land. Those carried he into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the men of might, even 7,000 in craftsmen and the smiths, 1,000 all that were strong and apt for war, even the king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon. And the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, his father's brother, king in his stead, and changed his name to Zedekiah." So we see this was the first sieging of Jerusalem because of the sin that Judah had sinned against God. And then in Daniel chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, and the king spake unto Aphanez, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that in thereof they might stand before the king. Here we see a fulfillment, a prophecy that God had given Hezekiah through Isaiah in 2 Kings 20. From 12 verse through 18. At the time of Haralakadai, the son of Baldin, king of Babylon, sent letters and presented unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasure. There was nothing in his house nor in the dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto them, what said these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasure that I have not showed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the day is come that all that is in thy house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. So we see here the fulfillment of what God had told Hezekiah. And then Daniel 6 through 7, 1, 6 through 7. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. We see here that the Babylonians were trying to convert and basically brainwash those that they had brought into their land by changing of their names and offering them unto idols of Babylon. Because the names that they were given, Daniel, his actual name Daniel, means God my judge. The Chaldean name that he was given, Belteshazzar, means the king's leader or attendant or Bel's prince. Hananiah means whom Jehovah has favored. He was given the name Shadrach. I actually couldn't find the definition of what that one means. Mishael, the Chaldean name Meshach, he was given, means goddess of Babylon. Azariah, his actual name Azariah, means whom God has helped. The Chaldean name Abednego, meaning the servant of Lucifer, god of the shining fire. So they were given these names to praise the false gods of Babylon, trying to conform them to the life and their society of Babylon. So then we come to verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile. Daniel went through the besieging of Jerusalem. He was carried into captivity. He would have probably seen his family die. He would have seen friends probably die. He would have seen many things taken place. He has had his name changed, but yet he still chose the purpose in his heart to serve God. The meat that the king would have been given them would have been sacrificed unto idols. So him making a decision not to take it was also stating that he was not going to defile his God by not accepting meat that had been sacrificed unto idols, because as Hebrew, God had told them not to worship other gods. He chose to serve his God. And God had blessed him for it. We see through the rest of the chapter as we read through it that God blessed by bringing him into favor with the prince of the kingdom. This decision could have been very hazardous, not just to Daniel, but also to the prince of the kingdom. Because to defile the king at this time would have meant death. Last time I preached on surrender it all. From Mark chapter 12, verse 28 and 30, that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Daniel here shows someone that loved his God with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul. How many of us, if we were put through this trial, like Daniel, Hananiah, and them went through today, would we say that we would purpose in our heart not to defile ourselves? I fear too many Christians today would not stay faithful. We don't love the God, don't love God as we should. Even though he loved us and died upon the cross for us, we don't love him fully and completely as we should. We haven't surrendered our heart fully and completely to him. There are things in this world that we've let creep in. Basically, as something I read as I was studying, we barricaded the front door, but we've left the back door unlocked. We blocked the main things, but there's little things that creep in. Just like this, the meat and wine was small. It could have been something that wouldn't even been noticed by many. But Daniel noticed that it was probably awful trying to hide it. And he chose not to defile himself. It might be the smallest thing in this world that we see as harmless, but people outside these walls might see us do it. And it might turn our example away from them coming to the knowledge of God. We need to purpose in our heart that we'll not defile ourselves with the things of this world. Because they might be small, but in the grand scheme of things, it might be pretty great. We need a purpose in our heart that we will serve God. Father, I pray that message gave me that the people responsive to your word this evening, Lord, and I pray that we'll learn to love and serve you completely, Lord, that we'll surrender everything to you. And that we'll not let the little things of this world defile us, that we can be used mightily.